Tablet 7. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Matthew 5:11. His disciples were also of those who would be persecuted for righteousness. The reason humans persecute these people and say all manner of evil against them falsely is because most men are in the lower nature and do not want to go out of it. That is where they had been all their lives. And also, everyone had taught them that this is the way to live. So they feel more comfortable to conform than fight against these false teachings and power of Maya, lower nature. That is why those who go against this rule will be outcast, become different, and people will hate them. The reason is that intuitively, deep inside, each person longs to go to his higher self and break the bondage of this world and lower nature, but it needs a very great person to do so. When a person starts to progress in the spiritual path, he is suddenly confronted with so much opposition. It seems everyone is begging and trying to stop him. However, if he refuses to listen to them, to stay in his lower nature, they will hate him. That is also one of the reasons why, after a period of time, the religions become diluted by people. The teachings of the founder, prophet, seem very hard to follow. So a simpler doctrine suited to their own lower nature is adopted, and the truth becomes lost by simplified dogmas. That is when the religion dies, but its followers will not throw away this good religion, and instead hold on to it until it becomes so distorted that it rots the whole society, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, Earth, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. Revelation 11:8. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Matthew 5:12. This process has been repeated time after time in the past, yet those who are chosen should keep their eyes single toward the goal and rejoice in their path of struggle, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7:14. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Matthew 5:13. This whole universe was created so that man might reach pure consciousness. So those who find the way and try to become pure consciousness are the ones who make this system worthwhile, not those who stay in their lower natures and refuse to fulfill the Dharma of this universe. That is why they are the salt of the world, which gives savor to the world. However, if these people who have reached some progress fall back, their fall will be great. They will crash to nothingness and become more unworthy than a man in his lower nature. That is why they will be good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5:14. But those who continue their struggle and progress further in the path to become the light of the world will shine, and they cannot hide it. neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Matthew 5:15. These people should accept their responsibilities as the guidance to humanity and become a guiding light for them. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Shine in the world by your great actions, but surrender the result to the Lord. Become a channel for His divine actions and glorify Him. When people praise you for what you did, let them know that it is He who does these great works through you. That is the way to be freed from the bondage of karma. If a person lets him do the great actions through him, then the real doer is not he, but he. So there will not be a false ego created by the person, and then he is free from any trace of separateness from him, and will dissolve his ego to the universal ego. He will become one with him. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Matthew 5:17. Each prophet comes to further the understanding of humanity by his new teaching and to clarify some points from the old to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Matthew 5:18. The universal laws, dharmas, cannot be broken. All will understand this truth and become it, till all be fulfilled. Whoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:19. Whoever tries to break these laws will break himself against them, and whoever follows them will reach pure consciousness, shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:20. The Pharisees and scribes used to teach but not follow what they taught. So to become greater than them, a person not only should teach, but also he should follow his teachings. Also the Pharisees and scribes taught the Torah and Ten Commandments, but Isa taught that the goal is not to do sin, but is to reach such a state that no desire is left to do sin. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill, murder, shall be in danger of the judgment. Matthew 5:21. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Matthew 5:22. The goal is not to murder, but to reach such a state of consciousness that you would have complete control over your mind and would not become angry without a cause, would not curse any person, nor judge shall say, Thou fool. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, Matthew 5:23, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Matthew 5:24. Reaching that state of purification of body, mind, and spirit is necessary. So search your soul and find the impurities within and overcome them. After you have cleansed yourself, then you might be able to approach the Lord. You have to approach the Lord with a pure heart and free of any guilt. With an impure soul, you cannot see Him or know Him. Only the pure in heart can see God. Verse 8. This impurity also was the reason that Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. An impure person might try to pray or approach Him, but he will not benefit very much. However, this should not discourage a person to go to Him. But at the time of prayer, sacrifice, and meditation, a person should remember his actions and try to correct them, so he progresses more and more toward purity. To turn around and go to Him is a gradual but sure process.